Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes.
Yes, 2026 is an awesome year. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
I shall not want. He makes me. Oh, watch that. Why we can say it with assurance, 2026 is an awesome year. Because who is the shepherd? God is the shepherd. Who is making? God is making. So it got to be awesome. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Who is the one leading? He leadeth me beside still water. So that's why we can boldly confess in 2026, the beginning of it, that it is an awesome year. Why? Because God is the maker. God is the leader. Hallelujah. Just, I'm excited.
Yeah, just when you were saying that in Psalm chapter 23,
yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd,
yeah.
I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Now, I used to had a perspective like he leads me, like he takes me, he makes me, like like this is where he's bringing me. But no, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. Like that, he sets it for us. He doesn't make us like twist the arm. Here, this is good for you.
Yeah.
But he sets it in such a way that our desire will be for the green pasture, to lie down, to rest in a place of prosperity, in a place of fulfillment, to rest in it. Not a like, I'm going to make you, like I'm going to manipulate you or twist your arm or put so much labor on you until you get there. But he makes me to lie down in green pasture. So it's just like coming home when somebody else changed the bed and has it all nice and fluffy They make it for you. They make it comfortable. They make a place of peace. They make a place of rest. They make a place of provision. So God, his desire for us is to create an environment that draws not only us in, but every person, because the Bible says that it's the goodness of God that draws others onto repentance.
On.
So when we lift up the goodness of God, you know, he's not a mean taskmaster. He's not, you know, a drill sergeant. The things that he is telling us is because he's making our way for us and he's making a comfortable place for us. He's making the place of our purpose. They're making the place of our prosperity, making the place of our productivity. Then we will desire it.
That's right. He makes me because all things are ready. He makes me to lie down. He had already had the green pastures. And now because I know his voice, he has become my shepherd because I know his voice. And from our study this week, from 1 Samuel chapter 3, when Samuel get to know the voice of God, revelation comes. Revelation comes. When we know the voice of God, then the revelation comes.
You know, it's used the word shepherd. They did this thing on television once I saw it. They did like an experiment. They had a whole field of sheep.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of different people go and say the same exact thing the shepherd said. It was some kind of weird thing. But they all said it the same exact way. And those sheep didn't budge. But the shepherd went and he said it and all the sheep obeyed him. So that's just a visual on how many people can tell us all these different things. But when God speaks, that's when we need to move. And that's when we know. And like Diana said, he makes a way for us. He doesn't make us actually do anything because he gave us free will. And we know that. But he makes it so that we want to do it. You know, he gives us the opportunity and he gives us the means to look. And above all, you know how he gets to us? By his unconditional love.
Yes.
We get rest. We get peace if we can just seek him and just know how much he loves us. And no matter how turmoil our life is, we look to God to get that peace that goes beyond all understanding.
And we have the example even in our homes, you know, not just the shepherd and the sheep, but in our home. I remember plenty of times where kids are running around, dogs are all over the place, and then my husband comes home. Everything just settles down. All of a sudden, the kid's sitting down. All of a sudden, the dogs are laying down because a voice came into the house and brought everything into order. Not that I wasn't saying the same thing he was saying, but it was that voice that came, that voice of authority, the Father's place that sets things in order. So we must allow God not only to be God, but to be Lord, Lordship. It tells us in the book of Exodus, you know, there were some things that they weren't able to obtain because they only considered God their God, but they didn't take in they didn't take him as Lord. They didn't subject themselves to his lordship.
See, the key word that when we rely upon God, when we rely upon him, that means, and for a long time, it was, I didn't understand what it means to rely upon God. Mm-hmm. I hear it. We need to rely upon God. We need to trust God. We know those words, but do we really understand what that means? How to rely upon God? How to trust God? Until I have the revelation that I have to trust what the word says. Not just in God. I have to trust the word. Whew. Try that in 2026. And it's not easy to trust that word. And it's not easy to do what that word says. And you get that word, and now you have to trust that word. That I read it, and I have to put my trust into that word. And I now understand that that's how God speaks. So once that revelation comes to me, that's all God speak. Now I can rely upon the word. Mm-hmm. So when I rely upon the word, I'm relying up on God. And when my flesh is taking me another way, I go back, and this is how I pray. When my flesh bringing doubts, and I have to pray now to God, and I pray exactly what is the word says. So I said, God, your word says. This is how I calm myself back down, to go back to do it. I got to go now and say, Lord, your word says. I believe your word. Your word says you cannot lie. So that's it. So I realized, guys, when David leaves Ziklag to go fight a battle, and he came back to Ziklag, think the city is fine. The city was torched by the enemy. The enemy came and burned down the city and took his family. David got, oh, what is this? I went out on a job for God. I come back, and all of this happened. Where is God? So David has to go back now to the word. And the Bible says, and David encouraged himself in the Lord. In other words, he has to go back into the word and now believe what the word says and know that he's going to come true. Okay.
And that's in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. But David strengthened himself in the Lord, his God. So he knew God and he strengthened himself in God. And a lot of times we hear a word from God, and then we also have to trust that God, he uses people, he uses circumstances to bring the word of God to pass. So we have to be active, and we have to be operating by this with the spirit of discernment, because God doesn't just do stuff but with nobody, right? He usually speaks to somebody to be a part of what he wants to go forth. So what you're desiring, what God is leading you to do, somebody has part of that puzzle. Other people have part of that puzzle. In the book of Acts, it says that Paul, that they did unusual acts, unusual miracles through the hands of man. And we see in the Bible different times when God spoke to somebody and then he spoke to somebody else and then he spoke to somebody else. And then it all came together collectively to bring forth the intention of God. So when God says something, we have to be diligent, you know, and know that, look, God's not just going to do it all by himself. God uses people. So then we have to make sure that we're in alignment with the right connections and such, and that we have a strong spirited discernment, because somebody could come with a bunch of phony baloney counterfeit and try to appeal to our senses. But when we know by the Spirit, we'll miss that. And that's also a prayer point, that there's things that we have to miss. There's things that we want to encounter. But in order to encounter those things, there's things that we must miss.
Yes, we have to, because in 2024, we must experience the supernatural power of God through his word. And you hear the emphasis that we're making here, very clear, very concise, that in 2026, we must experience the supernatural power of God through his word.
And I just want to say, if you ever find yourself in a situation where you say, well, where is God? I don't feel him. My life's a mess. I don't feel him. What's happening? Just know that God never leaves you. He's always with you. And the word is true. You can't go by what it looks like. You can't go by what it feels like. You have to go by the word of God. So even in our darkest moments when we think we have been abandoned, that's when he carries you. That's Amen. When, like the footprints in the sand, that's when he's carrying you. He never will leave you, never will forsake you, no matter where, even if you don't know where he is, he's there. And you have his word that he will never, it says it many times in the Bible, he will never leave us nor forsake us. And no matter whatever goes on this side of life, he is with us.
That's why we come back to the book, right? The basic instruction before leaving earth. Some say that's the acronym for Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. And I know for myself, there was a time I was putting together a desk for my daughter that she had got for Christmas last year. And it just started looking a little bit crazy. And I said, wait, something's not right. I had to go back to the directional booklet, and it showed me. I had to take some time to take some parts off that I put on wrong and then put them on the right way. So the word of God, it will give you directives of things to make adjustments and such so that you can move forward. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.